Live from the basement of the Sub High Top, Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM at Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. Fun Drive 2024. CJSF.ca/donate. Please give. Great prizes starting at the $35 level. On this program. Also, it is the best of program. That was our CanCon set. I'm trying to make our numbers here, but still really good songs, right? Started with, that was Blue Material. Yeah, that was from the Blaylocks Dig Back on episode 100. That was, I forget the name of that song. I don't have it up right now. Where is it? How can I not inform people of that great song? That was Equal Trouble, a single from them. And then A-Paul, Dina Summer remix of Tight Dope. A-Paul, of course, is from Fake London, which is London, Ontario, if you are watching YouTube much. Chris went to get me a snack, but I think he's coming back. And I'm going to talk about the Giving Path. I said I was going to deal with the Giving Path a bit more this year, and it was interesting. I went to Robin's seminar, and she got into a lot of the finer points of it, but I don't think it's like something that's given away, at least from the people that are the gatekeepers of the Giving Path at this point. Thank you very much, Chris. And so I went looking. I went on the internet. I went on YouTube, and I looked up the Giving Path, and basically, it didn't start with NPR. What I learned is it started all the way back in early AD. The concept, it's an old Christian concept. So that's why you've been hearing some of the clips I've been playing tonight. Like I'm gonna play a clip right now, and I'm gonna tell you all about this guy, and how this is the origin of the Giving Path right here.
Add generosity to all of those things. We said last week, you can fake those other things. I tell you, with a spiritual practice you cannot fake is generosity. Can't fake it. You can fake devotion. You can look good, but you cannot fake generosity.
Yes, that gentleman is, his name is Brian Murphy. He's the rector of the Church of the Apostles in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Basically, the root of the Giving Path is in 2 Corinthians, and basically there was a famine. Like, Paul was doing missionary work, and there was a famine in Judea where Christians there were having problems. And he was doing a special collection, and he was in Corinth, which is a very, very rich place. They had two ports. They had another land port. They controlled the movement of goods. They're very rich people. And they were just not that interested in what he was calling the undertaking. It was called the undertaking. They were just collecting money on top of money to help out the Christians in Judea that were experiencing famine. And but Paul went to other places. He went to Macedonia, and word had spread that the Macedonians, who were dirt poor at that time, maybe they're rich now, but at that time they faced a lot of persecution. They had another thing. It wasn't specific. They had something like a famine or another issue, maybe dealing with another group of people happening at that time. So they had nothing. But they loved to give. It was like their favorite thing to do. And they were so joyful. And the word got around that they were so joyful at giving towards the undertaking. And so basically this was the example that Paul brought back to the Corinthians. And he told them all about it. And he was like, I was there. It's true. This is happening. These people are giving all their money away. And you should too. And so he got a letter back from the Corinthians saying, fine, we'll give you money. And then he went to collect. And he was like, well, when I come, I'm going to bring some people from Macedonia with me to make sure that you understand. So that was what Paul did, I guess. So this is, wow, what a crazy story. Yeah, I'm kind of glad you missed that. So that is the root of the Giving Path, and it was really interesting, the parallels. So basically, the whole point is there's three steps to it, is that basically it helps us open up. Like, giving helps open our hearts. Like, if we're able to look past our own needs and to give to other things in our community, it helps open our hearts and make us feel just warmer and better as people. And then it also connects us with other people. Like, it would connect us with the station. Like, you would, basically, James and Roberta are now part of this show. I feel like I owe them, So, yeah, we'll probably have them on at some point. And then that's not for everybody, though. I'm not going to just put people on here because they give money, right? I know them. I've known them for years. Like, I've vetted them. They're fine. Like, they can handle it. Yeah, I don't know what I'm setting myself up, but maybe I should give more, you know? And that's the other thing. Anyway, and then number three is it releases our hearts to be joyful. I think that's the number one thing, is it releases our hearts ultimately. Yeah, because the whole, I think what it really came back to, what I just played, that was, what was the one I just played? I'm going to play that again. That was Can't Fake Generosity. Oh, man, maybe I should play. Did I play this one before? This was good. I'm going to play another clip from this guy, and we'll talk about it very quickly.
So the first reason that we move along the giving path is because it helps our hearts want to be generous. The second is it connects our hearts. And the third is this, it releases our hearts to be joyful. Why do we move along the giving path? It's to be joyful. And this kind of bridges point two and three. Moving along the giving path detaches us from scarcity attitudes about money.
You heard him. You heard him right there. Director of Church of the Apostles in Bridgeport, Connecticut, Brian Murphy. So, yeah, it makes your life better. That's what they're saying. That was the research that started back in early AD, and it's continued. And NPR uses it, and they keep it to themselves. They charge for it, actually. Can you believe that, Chris? Anyway.
So much for the giving path.
I know. I mean, so much, guys. Like, NPR, like, you guys should just give it away freely. Like, if that's not an abundance mindset, Chris. Like, why do we have to pay the money? I mean, it's in the Bible. You just, I mean, you could kind of, anyway.
Pay it forward.
I mean, I get it, but anyway. So 778-782-2573. You can call, text us. You can get the link, cjsf.ca/donate. CJSF fundrive.ca. That one has more information. The other one just takes you to the link. Don't worry. Your money will go through. It takes a little bit of time. James Roberta was saying there was an issue. It was slow. I remember being slow years ago. But please give to the station. It'll open your heart. It really will. I know that the time I spend here really makes me feel good that I'm contributing. And I think in general, I think, you know, I can't say I'm not a hypocrite. You know, I probably could give more as a person when you think about it. So it's really something to think about, the idea of, yeah, just not having, maybe it, like, just the flow of money and not having a scarcity mindset and just feeling the joy of giving. Obviously, you know, there's more important causes and stuff, but if our mission is important to you, and my mission, bringing you the best new music and then playing a best of show on Fundrive. So, yeah, I should probably get right back to the music. I don't want to miss out too much. So 778-782-2573. What was the other one? CJSF.ca/donate, CJSFFundrive.ca. Either one of those will work. I'm going to play some great Vancouver music from this year. Up next, these guys, I think these guys have stickers all over East Vancouver, these guys. So I'm going to talk to Chris about that during the break.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Home of Burnaby Rock, Fun Drive Edition, episode, oh my goodness, 120. Best of last 12 months, fiscal year end. Please give to the station, cjsf.ca/donate, 778-782-2573 is the number if you want to phone in, or we can send you a text prompt if you text that number, 778-782-2573, or cjsffundrive.ca. We got two websites, Chris. We're your dogs. We're your dogs here tonight, serving you. We're like your dog in your car, but we play radio instead of slobber. But dogs are fun. I mean, come on. We're not dog haters here. We love dogs like everybody else, and that's why we're your dogs. Anyway, welcome back. So that set was that was all Vancouver music. Vancouver, very, very. I love the music people make here, Chris. And I just think people make great songs, and that's what I like. And
all about great songs here.
I think so, and that's I just find there's a real lack of pretense into the music scene here. And yeah, people, it's always kind of been like the music that I used to hear when I was younger on the radio back east, like bands, I don't know, God, like 5440 even, stuff like that, Odds, like Skinny Puppy. They weren't on the radio, they were on Much Music, but Pure, like there's so many. Anyway, let's not talk about them, let's talk about these bands. First up in the set was Smush. I think that's my favorite record of the year from Vancouver. That is If You Were Here, I'd Be Home Now, by a band called Smush. I think they have a lot of stickers in East Vancouver, they have stickers everywhere. Chris, what's your favorite album this year out of Vancouver artists? Because Chris follows the scene, he knows what's up.
Oh man.
Yeah, give me one, Chris. I told you to think about it over the break. I told you to think about it.
I totally did.
Look at the time. All right, sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
Too much pressure, man.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before, perhaps, but...
Is the Piss record?
Yeah, Piss, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a fierce song. Yeah.
I don't think they even have like a record out.
They have a three-song EP.
Yeah, three-song EP, almost like a demo.
But that's your favorite. That's your favorite stuff out of Vancouver this year. That's a hot song. Yeah. Like that song's crazy, man. I had to really bleep the heck out of that.